I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 8th. Quincy Public School students, teachers, parents, and guardians are all being asked to participate in a survey about diversity, equity, and inclusion. The survey was developed after a series of meetings last summer on the topic, spawned by rallies regarding racial justice all across the country. Quincy schools are working with Visions Incorporated to gauge the climate regarding racial issues. Those surveys are available on the school websites. Quincy Licensing Board will review the license suspension of the Crack Pub on Washington Street for COVID-19 regulation violations. The board will also receive an update on license violations at Rags Tavern on Washington Street in Quincy Point. The meeting will be held virtually Tuesday at 4 p.m. The Friends of Wollaston Beach are participating in virtual Shamrock Splashes this year to raise money for events on the beach this summer. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay says the virtual splashes have already raised $30,000 for events on state-run beaches from Nahant to Nantasket. Those splashes will be held through March 17th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch expects to talk about his idea to tear down the Monroe Building in Quincy Center and put up a 15-story building to house city offices and provide a new home for Quincy College. Koch will deliver his State of the City address Tuesday at 11 a.m. outside City Hall, weather permitting. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Monday, March 8th.